WGIV Pineville, Charlotte, WGCD Chester.
Good morning and welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. This is WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM in Charlotte, North Carolina, and www.bridgeholistichealing.com. You can tune in online anytime, and you will always find our recorded shows from the past there in the left-hand column. Visitors, we want to actually welcome you. This is the gathering of the global community today that come together as soul through this show, and we thank you for following your heart calling to be with us now. There's a special word coming through. We've got an exciting show today. And as promised last week, we're going to start by going a bit further into how to address that imbalance that we perceive as what we call arthritis, how to look at the different levels of working with healing and bringing wholeness in that imbalance that shows up in the joints, the swelling and stiffness in the joints. So that's what we're going to be doing in holistic living. And then hold on to your seats when we get into Wave of Fire. Yes, we are going more into light language, glossolalia, the gift of speaking in tongues through the Holy Spirit. Today, we're actually going to be going further into understanding what gifts this actual spiritual gift brings into your life. So how it shows up practically on a day-to-day level, why it can bring healing and wholeness into your life, and you will be hearing a recorded activation from Judy Satori, which is to awaken your own spiritual gift, so that if there's any availability in your own soul at this time to step into that practice today, the opportunity is here. You may walk through that door if you choose a soul and if the time is right for you. So I want to tell you that we've got some special guest hosts with us today, and I'm very excited to say that we've got a couple other ladies. We've got a little trio of the women in the room right now, and of course Stacy's back with us, our animal whisperer, spiritual psychologist, basically working with children and animals in a very spiritual and beautiful way, as well as buildings and land and the earth. I had a little experience with Stacy this week, and Stacy, you actually are gifted in a number of ways of actually bringing clearing on the planet, aren't
you? Yes. Good morning, and thank you. I'm excited to be here. I'm awakening to these new energies, and I'm, you know, to sum it all up, I'm initiate for these new energies, helping people to awaken in any way that I can, which, you know, resonates with them. You know, I love my work that I do with children and teens and the animals. It's such a spiritual practice for me. And then also, if someone is feeling blocked within their home or their workspace, to go in there and actually do a counseling session and helping them to clear that space and feel more awakened within them, and finding some tools, some spiritual practices to share with them. And it's my passion and my pleasure to do that.
Fabulous, fabulous. So glad to have you here and all the gifts that you bring.
Thank
and
you.
Actually the portal for the Holy Spirit that you are.
Thank you.
So thanks for being here. Now, Holly Ciliotto has actually been on the show a couple of times before. You've heard her on the phone having interviews, but this is the first time we've actually had her angelic presence in the room. So Holly, welcome to the room.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here and being live.
It's a pleasure to have your live energy and the whole spark of light that you bring in the room with us today. So I kind of look forward to just what opens up with your presence being added to the space.
Thank you. It'll be interesting to see what comes through.
Yes, it will. It will. So Holly has a special conversation to offer with us. We're going to be talking with her a bit more about light language, because like many of us on the planet today, it's something that has kind of opened up and awakened for her relatively recently. Isn't that right, Holly?
Yes.
Yeah.
It just, I used to speak light language when I was a child and shut down probably in my early teenage years, and then just recently it opened up again.
Oh, see how gorgeous. You know, you're not the first I've heard say that. I've met several people. I've actually had one of my clients that I've worked with the spiritual attunement sessions from Europe told me that as a child, she spontaneously had this gibberish, okay, coming through. And, you know, that thing that our parents would have poo-pooed and said, stop doing that, or, you know, made wrong in some way, was really probably our being open to allowing the flow through that was natural for us, that Holy Spirit gift of a spiritual divine language coming through that actually serves us. So, you know, if you are one of those who actually experienced this kind of thing as a child, we invite you to open the possibility of reawakening it now, just like it has for Holly. Now, later in the show, when we get into Wave of Fire, Goggin Hunter is going to be coming into the room, so this party is going to even grow as we go. So, listeners, hang in there, because a lot of exciting things are happening today. Now, the first thing we want to do is start from a quite practical level, working with the physical body and talking a little bit more about that thing that we call arthritis. Now, last week, we actually went through five little known physical chemical causes of arthritis, okay, that often people aren't thinking about. Now, I want to remind you that in my 20 years of practice in natural medicine as a doctor of chiropractic and facilitator of a number of holistic therapies and energetic therapies, I have found that a really good approach to take when you want to bring massive change in an area of your life is a multifaceted approach, okay? Not putting the blinders on and limiting it to one perspective, but actually working from a number of perspectives at once. Remember that we are multifaceted beings. We are a physical being, a mental, emotional being, and a spiritual being. And so there's so many aspects of our own self, and those different aspects are actually contributing greatly to what is being expressed through what we see as our physical body. And so I find that it's very valuable when we're addressing, when there's a conversation coming to us from the physical body, and the body is actually talking to us and saying, look, hello, I'm reflecting an imbalance here, that we actually can work to rebalance that from a variety of levels, okay? So that you may choose to, well, first of all, we're going to talk about working from a more physical, biochemical level as far as assisting the body to make shifts. Then in a few minutes, we're going to look deeper and go into the solutions for the mental, emotional components, okay? So remember the five contributing factors that often people aren't aware of to what we call arthritis. First one is infection. So we said last week that often there is a bacterial infection that actually causes this ongoing setup of inflammation, swelling, and discomfort in joints. And one natural way to work with infection, bacterial infection, is colloidal silver. Okay, I have found that to be a wonderful natural remedy when you're looking towards creating balance again without having the side effects of allopathic drugs or, you know, pharmaceutical antibiotics. Now, you need to follow your own inner guidance and tune into what's a rightness for you right now, okay? And it may be that if you're dealing with this, there is a rightness for you to work closely with a good medical doctor. And I want to say that there's a growing number of holistic medical doctors out there. There are centers now where there's integrated medicine and doctors that are working allopathically in conjunction with homeopathically, acupuncture, energy medicine, vibrational medicine. So you may find a doctor who's able to work in harmony from a number of different facets, but it might seem like there's a rightness for you to have low dose antibiotics. So select your practitioner carefully, ask for higher guidance, and ask for that right person to be brought in for you. Okay, so you may want to get tested and see if there is possibly an infection going on in your body that's setting you up for that arthritic condition that shows up in the joints. Okay, the second little known cause is yeast. Okay, so separate from having a bacterial infection, And we will talk further about this because it's so common, but just like bacteria is normally there and healthy to be in the body and on the body in balance, also yeast is a natural part of our flora. It needs to be there. It has great gifts that it brings, but just like everything that exists in our reality that's bringing great gifts, if it's not in its appropriate balance, it can end up causing problems. So yeast can end up being overgrown throughout the body, and one of the most frequent causes of that happening is taking antibiotics. So here we go with the downside of that. When we wipe out the good flora, the healthy bacteria that normally keep yeast in check to where it's not overgrown, we can end up with a massive overpopulation of yeast that spreads not just through our digestive tract, but actually gets out into the bloodstream on our organs, even can pass to the brain. So it affects our brain function and our mood. There are many, many not so nice effects of having yeast overgrowth through the body, and one of the effects can be arthritis. So when you're working with a yeast overgrowth condition, there are some particular diets that, number one, will help to stop feeding the yeast so much. If you are craving a lot of carbohydrates and just dying for those sugars, you might want to check out if you've got a bit of a yeast overgrowth, because yeast loves sugar. Give me candy, give me ice cream, give me donuts. Okay, so if you are feeling that within yourself, you might be possessed by yeast overgrowth. All right, and so helping to slow down the multiplication and decrease the population of the yeast will be to start cutting back on your carbohydrates and sugars in your diet. Then there are antifungals that you can take. There's grapeseed extract, which is very powerful, potent, good for you in many ways. You can get it in drops or in capsules or tablets. And grapeseed extract helps to reduce the yeast population in your body as well when there's an overgrowth. And then there's a homeopathic remedy that I discovered that's incredibly powerful by a company called Aqua Flora. And I have to say that in my practice and working with patients who had a yeast overgrowth, this homeopathic by Aqua Flora for yeast was the most powerful, potent, and fast-acting assistance in clearing it that I've ever seen. And all you have to do is take a capful morning and night, so two capfuls a day for 2 weeks. So check that out, Aqua Flora, the homeopathic remedy for yeast overgrowth. Okay, very powerful. So those are some natural ways to reduce a yeast overpopulation in your body that can show up as arthritis. Okay, next is dehydration. Again, we need to be having at least 8 to 10 glasses of water per day. And high quality water makes a huge difference. Don't forget that we are over 70% water in our physical bodies. And you know the Earth is as well. We're like little planet Earth walking around. As without, so within, right? And we are almost like a hologram of the Earth. And we need to keep it that way. I mean, imagine if the ocean started drying up on the planet. I mean, just imagine what the Earth would be like and the illnesses of the planet there would be if we didn't have the proper amount of water sustaining the Earth. So our bodies are the same. You need to keep, because unlike the Earth, we don't naturally just bring the water back into ourselves, okay? We don't contain it. We're releasing our liquids on a regular basis, so we need to replenish that. And I'm sorry, your juices, your coffees and teas, but by the way, coffees and teas that are caffeinated will dehydrate you more. That is not a hydration step. So if you think you're drinking liquid when you're drinking coffee, forget about it. You need to have like 2 glasses of water to make up for your coffee, okay? Because it will dehydrate you more, okay? It causes you to release more of your fluids. So you need actually 8 to 10 glasses of actual water, not just your juices, certainly not your sodas, and not your coffee and tea. You need water as well. So replenish yourself if it's possible. You know what? Just do that anyway. It's a wonderful practice, but you can actually end up with arthritic conditions from being dehydrated. Okay, next is food reactivities. There's inflammatory foods. For most people, some of the most common inflammatory foods that we eat are gluten, dairy, and corn. Okay, and I want to say that if you're eating processed foods, if you're buying things out of the grocery store that have labels on them with a list of ingredients, you're probably having a lot of these products in your diet, especially wheat and corn, without even knowing about it. There's things that have hidden wheat and corn in them that you would never have thought had those ingredients, all right? So read your labels. Buy more things that don't have labels and eat those unlabeled foods, you know, like from the produce department that don't come in boxes or cans or packages. And get your diet cleaned up. Holly, we talked a handful of shows ago about an amazing book that you recommended to us about a diet that actually helps you find what works best for your body and what wasn't, what doesn't. That's the plan.
Exactly.
Yeah? What was that like?
It reduces the inflammation in the body because mm-hmm. certain foods are reactive in the body that almost act as a imbalance and create inflammation. Inflammation over a long period of time creates disease, being arthritis, being cancer, being any sort of disease. So when you reduce the inflammation in the body, there is balance. So it's finding foods that work for you in harmony with your body, because everybody's body is different. So what may work for one person food-wise may not work for another person. So it's just getting in tune with your body and what actually works for you.
Thank you for sharing. Okay, so listeners, you know, beautiful to hear. This book specifically helps you find what foods are causing inflammation in your own body, and get that arthritis is an inflammation condition. Okay, arth means joint, itis means inflammation. Okay, so gastritis, gas is referring to your stomach. Itis means inflammation. That means you've got an inflamed gut. Okay, so medical terminology, anything that says itis on the end is inflammation. So that's all we're talking about when we're talking about this condition of the joints and getting inflammation out of your body by finding the foods that are creating that is a very powerful step to take. And like Holly said, this inflammation process can lead to all sorts of illnesses. So if you're hanging out with this inflamed condition in your joints, come on, don't get lazy about it. Let's get proactive, because this thing can set up in other parts of your body as well. And not just that, hey, we're on a path to really clear ourselves and be the pure, highest vessel that we can be.
And that's exactly what I've experienced. Actually, I just started taking a high-powered antioxidant with the grape seed extract in it and others as well, and then increasing my water intake and then being very observant of my diet. And I wasn't really having any discomfort, but the benefits for me is just more clarity and feeling, you know, when you, the antioxidants, you know, when it improves the, you know, when you improve circulation in your body, that improves everything. Mm. And so it's just, I'm feeling like more energetic, just more high energy, more positive. And it was just through meditation and guidance that it, you know, I heard it would be beneficial just to be more observant and what I was intaking as far as foods, and then finding more clarity. And as I find more clarity, then I find more direction just in life general. Mm. And then finding a more peaceful and relaxed way of being in chaotic circumstances, which we face every day in life, you mm-hmm. know, in traffic, in the grocery store. And it's just been, I've just realized in this last week, I've even had a more peaceful and more relaxed state of being. So those are the positive aspects of what you can experience just in and being, having that awareness and making those changes of adding, you know, a supplement that would resonate to you, an mm-hmm. antioxidant or a vitamin, and then just increasing your water, just taking those steps, mm-hmm. just taking one step at a time, and just feeling more open and more peaceful and calm mm-hmm. and resonance with yourself and then your higher self.
Absolutely.
Bringing that clarity in.
Beautiful. And so, you know, so we can't neglect our physicality on our spiritual journey, you know, as we're, and you know that traditionally it's been that way. You know, our religious path in the past, have been many cultures and belief systems that really made the physical body kind of evil, and you just want to ignore it. It's part of the world, you know. And in truth, the physical body, the Bible says that the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. It is the vessel that we, if our body's all blocked up, we can't be vessels of spirit. We can't be that open conduit for the Holy Spirit and, you know, for Jesus to actually shine through and be the light of the world through when we're a clogged plumbing system.
Yeah. And just to add to that, I'm just thinking as I'm sitting here that when I started this diet and reducing the inflammation in my body, which creates an imbalance, when you become balanced, that's when the light language really started coming through
that's
me.
That's what I started thinking. The time frame set
the
like
time
that
frame,
for you, didn't it?
It just started pouring something through me, and it's because I've cleared the blockages, the imbalances in my body, which now I'm a conduit for this energy to flow through me.
Isn't that gorgeous? Okay, so don't forget, guys, I mean, this, we are multifaceted beings. We can't ignore one part just to focus on the other.
Exactly. Yeah. Everything works in harmony and balance with each other. Mm. Not, you can't just have one without the other. You need all parts working in harmony to be the facilitator here on Earth that we're meant to be.
There we go. And to live, you know what, the most joyous, abundant, happy, fulfilling life, that, you know, that we can access. We've got to have a physical body that's peaked out as well. We are going to feel our best in every way when we're attending to all of our housekeeping of this whole, of this being that we perceive as ourselves.
Exactly.
Okay, one more point on the arthritis solutions, the last physical, physiological, and chemical contributor that many people don't know about that can cause arthritis is vitamin D deficiency, right? Gosh, there are so many things that vitamin D deficiency can create for us that many people don't know, including depression, okay?
Including breast cancer. There are studies done that if you are deficient in vitamin D, you have a higher tendency to get breast cancer.
Wow.
And actually,
Holly, speaking from experience.
Yes,
folks,
speaking from
come
experience.
Through that path.
Part of my healing, which I went a naturopathic way, holistic way to heal my breast cancer, was taking a very high dose of vitamin C because most women are very deficient in vitamin D. And if you're deficient in vitamin D, they have studies that say you are more predetermined to get breast cancer.
Wow. So vitamin D is what we're talking about here.
Vitamin D.
Okay. So, look, there's supplements, there are foods, there is spending more time in the sun, but honestly, I would say don't count on that. Don't count on the sun, because it's hard to know. I mean, I actually got tested a few years ago. I still had suntan lines. You know, I'd been at the beach in the United States for months riding, and was spending a good bit of time in the sun and had a tan and everything, and I go to the doctor, he does blood tests, he said you're low in vitamin D, and I was like, how can this be? You have no idea how much time I've been in the sun. Sometimes it's just not coming through when we think it is. Okay, so get tested. You know, it helps to get a blood test and just get a basic analysis to understand what's going on in our physical. Okay, listeners, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back in just a couple moments and talk about the emotional components.
Thank you.
listeners, this show is an expression of oneness in every way. The financial support of it is purely from the contributions of you, the listeners who receive its gifts, and your inspired, spirit-led ideas for financial support of it. Last month, listeners' gifts reached two-thirds of the needed cost. This month, I stand in gratitude and allowance for abundant financial support of this show in ease, joy, and glory. I want to thank you for your contributions. Thank you for following your heart every moment. And thank you for acting on your own inner guidance. If you're prompted to contribute to this show by your monetary gift, or by shopping at our online oneness shop, or by advertising with us on the show, if you have a product or a service that you feel a rightness within yourself to bring forward to this global community, and yes, we are reaching 75 countries worldwide now, and all 50 states in the USA, then you can do all three of these things by going to www.bridgeholistichealing.com. I just want to say that it's been a humbling and very blessed experience to be brought in by the Holy Spirit to this unexpected opportunity to reach across the world and join hands with souls in our soul family together, and to also step into a level of faith and trust and basically running a business, a spirit-led business that joins us together that's completely in the new energy. You'll never hear a commercial on this show from Michelin Tires or any other people that we went door knocking on to get support for the show. This show, the energy of it is purely within this spiritual community that have been drawn by the Holy Spirit to come together, and the financial support of it comes from that same place as well. And thank you for following your guidance on that. Every dollar, every cent counts so much. We can't tell you how much. And remember that many hands make light work, especially even when it comes to finances. Small contributions, even $5 from each listener, makes this show carry on and be alive and continue this opportunity for all of us to come together and grow together and expand together in a community of oneness that will touch the whole world. Blessings and thank you. And we're coming back in to complete our conversation about that physical expression, that communication through your body, that little tap on the shoulder that says, there's an imbalance to be dealt with here that we call arthritis. Okay, inflammation, stiffness in your joints. Now, what I want to do is touch again on some advice that was brought through a book called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. Isn't that gorgeous? By a woman named Carol Truman. Now, Carol says that arthritis has a consciousness base of severely criticizing self or others, holding on to feelings of hostility, holding on to own opinions and beliefs, long-term tension or anger in life, feelings of anxiety and or depression endured over a long period of time. Funny how that depression and vitamin D deficiency and arthritis all go in hand in hand. You know, yes. You see how these things are linked in. Belief that it's wrong to get angry, hello, which creates repressed anger that eats you up, okay? The need to be right. rigid in thinking and feelings, uncompromising attitude and inflexibility. I mean, if you think about the stiffness and the inflexibility in your joints and bones, imagine the stiffness and inflexibility in your consciousness. So, you know, look and see if there's a communication coming from your body that has a fit to your mind, your feelings and emotions, and maybe an underlying attitude that you may not have recognized in yourself before. So listen to your body. It is your friend. It's helping to give you guidance and help you to stay on track with your journey as a soul. Now, Carol has given us a process to help clear and change these feelings. And so I'm just going to share with you this script. And know that if you want to use this more afterwards, this recorded show will be on the website. Remember, www.bridgeholistichealing.com. You can go back, download that MP3, and use the script for yourself as much as you want. Okay? It's there for you as a gift. So here's what she says. Here's the script. Holy Spirit, please locate the origin of my feeling, thought of blank. Let's just fill that blank in right now and say hostility as an example. Holy Spirit, please locate the origin of my feeling or thought of hostility. Take each and every level, layer, area, and aspect of my being to this origin. Analyze and resolve it perfectly with God's truth. Come forward in time, healing every incident based upon the origin according to God's will until I'm at the present, filled with light and truth, God's peace and love. Forgiveness of myself for my incorrect perceptions. Forgiveness of every person, place, circumstance, and event which contributed to this feeling or thought. With total forgiveness and unconditional love, I delete the old from my DNA, release it, and let it go now. I feel blank. Okay, now I'm going to fill in that blank now. I feel peace, love, and acceptance. So in this blank, we're replacing the old negative feeling with appropriate positive feelings. Okay. I allow every physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual problem and inappropriate behavior based on the old feelings to quickly disappear. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming to my aid and helping me attain the full measure of my creation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you and praise God from whom all blessings flow. And she says that she likes to end it with saying, in the name of Jesus Christ. You may say, in the name of Yeshua, Allah, whatever word actually represents most the true divine source of who we are is what you may want to put in there at the end. And I would say, and so it is.
And so it is.
Yes. Isn't that a blessed script? Isn't that beautiful?
It's beautiful.
I think it's a gorgeous gift that she's brought for us there. So I want to thank you, Carol, for the gift of Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. That book is available on our online shop on the website. So beautiful gift that we have there. This concludes, listeners, our first segment of the show, which is Holistic Living. You're with the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. And now we are moving into, hold on to your seats, Wave of Fire. We're out of the box, off the planet, blasting off every boundary of your perceptions of that which we call God. This is our spiritual journey today, so we've got a major roller coaster ride. We have another guest co-host coming in. This is
Gagan Hunter.
Gagan Hunter is not new to WGIV. Gagan, I heard through the grapevine that you have had your own show on here before, so you are not new to the radio.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, so I understand that you have a wealth of knowledge of inspiration and information that you've been bringing forward to the world yourself. What has that mission been like for you?
Well, my mission is to be an agent for transformation for the planet. That's my mission statement.
Wow.
And it's on my business card. So it's really about living my divine purpose and helping people transform, whether it's through diet, whether it's through supplements, whether it's through meditation, whether it's through yoga, whether it's through prayer, whether it's just a cheerful word. Mm. And so I'm here about my Father's business.
Oh, bless you. Gorgeous. Thank you for being here. And I'm just going to, listeners, I'll just let you know that I called Gagan late last night, actually texted him very late last night, because I was prompted by the Holy Spirit to bring him into the room today. And you know what, guys? You got to follow your orders. You know what? Hey, I just take orders, and I'm just the messenger, all right? So, and here he is. So he showed up on very late notice. Don't know why. We can't control or figure out what the divine plan is and why we're brought to be with a certain person, place, or thing at any given time. This is all about listening to that inner voice, which is awakening in all of us more and more. And in the energies that are here today are able to be heard more clearly than ever before. We have got access to things that humanity has never had access to before at this point in time. So, hey, this is about opening up the vessels, clearing that input ability, and being able to hear and act on that inner guidance. That's why we're here in the room today. That's why you're listening to this show right now. You thought that was an accident? So this is all part of a divine plan, as we all are, and we're all working in coordination and harmony with one another. So Gagan, thank you for being here. Thank you for your commitment to being that agent of transformation for the world. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. So we are now moving forward into further conversation about that spiritual gift. There's an awakening of spiritual language around the planet today. Okay, and I want to say, we talked about this a little bit last week, it's not exactly new. This has been going on for millennia, okay? It's been there for a long, long time, and this is another wave of it. I'm sure it's morphing and changing as we go. I'm sure there's no one that completely understands it. Isn't it exciting how life is set up to where it's a bit of a mystery as well, and we get to be discovering new clues and letting the understanding unfold as we go. And if we knew everything already, where would trust and faith ever come in? You know?
Exactly.
I mean, that's part of the journey, is us letting go of our control, stepping into the unknown as we tap in more and more to that quiet inner voice that guides us and allow ourselves to be a vessel for that which we don't fully understand, but we just have to trust. And you know what? You can feel it. Trust your feelings. I've heard it said before, your biology never lies. Your biology never lies. And you know what, listeners? As we clear our vessel more and more, we can actually feel spiritual effects on the physical body. You can feel chills, heat, warmth, just flow of that blessed energy, which we're going to talk about right now for a moment as we move into this light language conversation. I want to tell you that as we talk about light language, we're often talking, and also when we talk about the physical body, we're often talking about frequency. Okay, we're talking about raising our frequency. And I wanted to say, look, for those, if you don't really fully understand that, what does this word frequency mean? Frequency, Lena, what do you do when you do something frequently? It's something that you do often. So when you measure the frequency of something, you're actually measuring, what we're talking about when we say that is measuring something called wavelength. So this is about light and sound, which moves in the formation of a wave. And we measure light and sound like waves. And when we take a wave and set it to a timeline, then we have a measure of time, and we say, how many waves showed up within that time frame? All right? Now, if two waves showed up, then that's what the frequency is for that time frame is two. Okay? And a higher frequency than that wave would be if it showed up 10 times or 20 times in that same measure of time. So if you're raising your frequency, you're raising the rapidity of this wave formation. And some would say you're raising your vibration frequency. Okay, that wave shows up as a vibration. Now, in sound, sound waves show up as a vibration that go into your auditory canal and stimulate the physiological little instruments that are set up to be receptors for that. And the faster those waves are coming in, the higher the frequency is, the higher the pitch of that will be as well in that particular way. But so when we're talking about light language, we're talking about sounds that are showing up at specific frequencies. They're specific wavelengths that are coming into the body through the ears. And science is showing that those precise frequencies have precise effects on the physical body as well as our other light bodies, our energetic bodies, okay? So I'm just going to read a little bit of research that we have uncovered from one of the many amazing harmonics healing modalities that are available today. And this article says light is frequency, sound is frequency, aroma is frequency, emotion is frequency. We could measure emotion scientifically, okay? Vibration is frequency. Music is frequency, brain waves are frequency, nerve impulses are frequency. Everything at its most common denominator is frequency. We're saying that everything is moving. Okay, the particles that create all of what we perceive as our world are moving. And in reality, there's no solids. We exist in a universe that consists entirely of energy. Einstein proved this. Frequency defines it. Okay, how does the body know what to do with all these frequencies? The body hears frequency. The ears change that sensory input into biochemical impulses and send that information to the brain. The eyes feast on frequencies of light input, change these impulses into biochemical energy, and send that information to the brain. The nose receives aromas. Now, just as a rainbow is incomplete without its full spectrum of colors, the body needs full spectrum sounds that are created by the corresponding harmonic sets to establish and maintain the perfect state of health. Research has repeatedly shown that every muscle, compound, process, and structure of the body has a frequency equivalent that can be mathematically calculated. Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
It's amazing.
Okay, so what I have to say, this is Dr. Leslie's hypothesis at the moment, all right, is that the gift and the healing effect of this spiritual languaging that has been brought through for a millennia and that is coming through in new ways now today and different than ever before, in kind of an awakening wave of this spiritual language coming through, that the gift of that is through these precise frequencies, there is a recalibration, a reorganization that's happening on the planet in people's bodies, in their emotional state, and across the earth. We are bringing changes through light language. Now, we're going to take a break in just a moment, and when we come back, we're going to go quite a bit deeper into speaking about and speaking the spiritual light language. So, Holly, we're just going to open up. I want to tell the listeners that for some people and for Dr. Leslie, as one of those people, there has been light language occurrences happening that shows up as an exchange with another, and we feel like the divine is working through that exchange to recalibrate and recreate the earth, person by person, energy field by energy field. We're being used. We'll come back to that in just a moment. Hi, this is Dr. Leslie. This is a paid-for advertisement that is helping to support the show so that it can stay alive and we can keep on gathering together in this way. I'm a porter. I'm a portal, not a porter. I am a portal, and that's that which we call God speaks through me with divine knowledge and guidance. I've acted as such for a number of people for many years, and this is an invitation to contact me if you feel to receive such assistance in your own life. I offer spiritual attunement sessions that can be life-changing. These sessions are offered remotely by phone or Skype. Now, here's what one client has to say of her experience. Dr. Leslie, thank you so much for the healing session with you. I can truly say this was a divine session. After the healing, I felt a dark cloud had been lifted from my soul. The world seemed lighter, and I felt an intense, peaceful, and joyful feeling. At first, I thought I felt this way because I was still basking in the glow. But the good feelings remained the next day and the day after, and I'm still smiling. I look forward to the next session with you again. Thank you so much, Nancy Tuck from Charlotte, North Carolina. Thank you for sharing that, Nancy, with all of us. I invite you to go to www.bridgeholistichealing.com and read further about the nature of these unique sessions and contact me through the website if your inner guidance tells you that this would be a rightness for you for yourself. So this is just an open invitation. I invite you to let your own inner authority prompt you for your timing or if there's a rightness for what I am a vessel for you. Thank you for sharing. Spiritual attunement sessions lead to more wholeness, clarity, awakening of your own gifts, including, if you feel, awakening of your own light language or speaking the tongues of angels is for you at this time. Contact me through www.bridgeholistichealing.com. Welcome back. We are going deeply into this spiritual conversation about light language. This frequency, this science of specific, precise frequencies that are recreating the earth. We are recalibrating ourselves when we have this light language come through us, this gift of angelic tongues come through us. The Bible talks about renewing the mind. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. This is like a cleansing, a spiritual cleansing and recoding that's beyond our understanding. What do you think, Holly? This gift has opened up again for you kind of recently. What's your experience of it been like?
It has been profound with the speaking it to people has had an impact on their lives already, and I'm being guided right now to speak light language to all you listeners.
I feel the chills. Yep. Ashalana numaniyeshe ketayisti. Yosohana maniyasa kalamaniyeshe. Ikana maniyosto tatariyesi. Yosikata maniyese tatariyesta. Yoko ananiyasiti debaniyosto tada. Yolalala maniyasha. Yoseke tidiyasta. Yosolalala maniyeshi. Yosata tatariyaska. Yolana naniyisi tidiyasta. Yosohahi nanano. Yoso ha hinanano. Yoso ha honananu. Yositi. Yasata. Lata deni maniosta. Yese. And sometimes there will be a translation or a general informational tone that comes with these messages of light language. Sometimes not. Sometimes the sounds themselves are just bringing through exactly what needs to happen. The message that I'm getting now is that there is a loving oneness that's opening up through this radio show and through the voices and the minds and the hearts of many souls on the planet today. What Spirit is asking for is trust and allowance, that we may allow for the unknown to be, that we may be available to be present and participate with something that's beyond the mind and that's beyond our understanding, but that we be in tune with our hearts. And that is the key, to be in tune with our hearts in every aspect of life. If you feel there's a rightness for you to have this gift, I ask that you voice that now. And in whatever way feels right for you and is true to your own self, we will be asking you now to speak out loud. Invite in, if you feel a rightness, your own gift, your own gifts, however those might be. It's not right or wrong for you to speak light language, but if you do so feel prompted, it's there for you. Just voice your intention. Make it available for yourself. Tell God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the universe, that this is what you intend and that you raise your hand to be available, to be a vessel of the divine hand, to work in a new and different way that we don't understand. And now we're going to bring in an energy transmission through Judy Satori that will actually help to clear you of anything that would block you from that gift opening. Just make yourself ready for that now.
Dorit wants to bring through some light language now as a catalyst coding to open us into this. For those who wish to open into speaking their own authentic languages of God communication, which is what it is, communication from your soul to God and to multidimensional realities where there is love and light. That's what it's all about. Put your left hand on your heart chakra and you can listen to this coding multiple times. And so it might be good to have this available as a separate audio.
Okay, we will do that. We'll make this available, listeners, on the website as a separate audio. And so put your left hand on the center of your breast, breastbone, the heart chakra.
And just go into a place of love. That just means create the highest feeling of love within your being as you can. And to that love energy, add the vibrations of peace. It just means to feel and think peace. And then feel and think unity, which is oneness with all life. Oneness with all life on this planet. And oneness with all life within all dimensions of reality where God is known and loved and there is light.
Me kiko ho ta lakita to kushti. Na lakita kushti shukunu kushiranatsa namano kutati. Leiko so ishti. Ma quale piccolo si è cucinata da cosa? La lady si è sussa, tutto, Melakoro e le cose di sette cose di 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 cose di
cose di cose di cose di cose di cose di cose di cose di cose di cose di cose di cose di cose di cose di cose di cose di
Beautiful. So listeners, we invite you to join us again next week as we gather in this sacred gathering together again. And between now and then, we ask that you stand in the openness, if there's a rightness for you, to bring through this particular gift or any other spiritual gifts that you feel like you are ready for. Just ask. Just be ready to receive and just trust. I want to thank all who are in the room today that have held this sacred energy to allow for this occurrence to take place. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you,
thank Leslie. You. Yeah. So,
just follow your heart and intuition with whatever you're guided.
Absolutely. So, listeners, next week we are going to be going further into light language one more time. This will be our final show on light language. We'll be joined by Melissa Moore from the UK, from England, who is facilitating light language globally herself. And for Melissa Moore, the light language that's coming through is the sound of silence. This is a frequency that's beyond hearing with human ears. And there's a blessing to be had there energetically. We invite you to join us with that and with the other gifts that will come together as we all join together. This is the Dr. Leslie Show signing off for this week. We'll see you next week. We send you blessings and love. Walk sacred.